welcome to the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your weekly horoscope for this week, September 27th through October 3rd, 2021. Welcome back to the podcast where I don't know you, but it might seem like I do because I am sharing musings that are based on the sun and on the moon and on the planets and shit. Every week, I do a little sky spying and then report back so that you can know what the fuck is going on around here. The astrology is sound, but my guidance may not be. Okay, a quick
thank you
to Sam and Carolina. Thank you so much for reviewing the pod this week. This is a great way to help support the Misguided Astrology Podcast, and I really, truly appreciate it, and I love you beautiful souls. And if you, listener, are interested in a free 24-page in-depth birth chart report, please write us a review on whatever app you stream your pods from, or tag us in a post on social media. And once you do, please reach out and let me know so that I know where to send your birth chart report. Just email your birth deets,
birth date, time, and location,
yes, to misguidedastrology@gmail.com. Also, on our chaotic show feed, besides these weekly scopes, are the full episodes where we answer listener questions by reading their birth charts. We have another episode coming this Thursday, and we are always taking new submissions for these episodes. So, if you aren't afraid of receiving a little misguidance, please write in and be sure to include your birth details and a question that is unique to you that you are hoping the sky can help answer. Alrighty, let me shut up so I can keep talking. This is your weekly horoscope. Capricorn. All right, Titi. We are starting it off on
Monday.
Mercury is officially in retrograde. Okay. Thunder, you're being a bit extra. Relax. It's fine. It's not going to be that bad. And we're just going to be fine.
Run.
Save yourself!
Just kidding. It's too late. You're already fucked. You can't escape Mercury's retrograde. This is your omnipresent nightmare until November. No, but for real, it's going to be fine. During this Mercury retrograde, you may be revisiting a little unfinished business. It is time to dig deep and work hard to get necessary work accomplished. It may be something you really, really don't want to have to be dealing with because it is difficult and it sucks. But you will do it because you'll be in a much better situation later on because of it. Capricorn, during this Mercury retrograde, you are making revisions to a 10th house topic. So the themes that may require some special attention from you from now until November are those of career, life path, public image, and just the reasons that you may be receiving attention.
Tuesday.
Nothing of note.
Wednesday.
Is hot shit. We have two goody transits today. Let's begin with Venus trine Neptune. This transit is whimsical and romantic. It has a dreams really do come true vibe. Life is a glorious musical fantasia vibe.
I want the girl that I marry to have a certain special something. Cut that out!
So yeah, it's pretty much the corniest transit ever. It's very inspired and infatuated with the perfection of life. It is in love, even though we all know life is a chaotic mess. So the answer is yes, it is completely delusional, but it's fun, it's intoxicating. It's a transit to make you say, I'm glad I came. To Earth, presumably. assuming you had a choice. But it's the next transit that tells me that maybe dreams really do come true. Sun trine Saturn, a transit about hard work and discipline paying off. The combination of these two transits leads me to believe that the events of the day may be exhilarating. It's a day when your mission is clear. Pay attention to the things that feel good and feel right on Wednesday, because the combination of these transits screams,
"You can make happen whatever the fuck you want."
It's pure witchery. It's fantastic. Let's talk about it, Capricorn. So, what we know is that Saturn has been restructuring your second house of your resources, your skills and talents, your finances, and material assets. This day may be a positive development towards that mission. It may also be an important development as it pertains to the mission of your sun sign. Your sun sign represents your soul's journey. Your sense of purpose may lay, at least in part, within the themes related to your sun sign. Tragically, I don't know what your sun sign is, but you do. So consider these qualities of your sun sign around this time as well. The moon will be in your seventh house. So as far as the more immediate sensations of the day are concerned, you may be making things happen or experiencing hope and whimsy around the themes of partnership and intimate relationships and interactions. So it may be a close partner or friend who is cashing in on the magic of this day as well.
Thursday.
Venus is square Jupiter like a bitch. This is not cute shit. But the moon is void, of course, when this transit is exact. So who knows? Perhaps this transit isn't so loud. And that's what I'm banking on. But so you know, a Venus square Jupiter is like bad luck and bad vibes all around. Being an unfavorable aspect between two benefic planets, it could be a situation where too much of a good thing is a bad thing. Overindulgence leaves you feeling bleh. Maybe this is the emotional hangover from yesterday. Who knows? Just drink a lot of water on Thursday. Oh, and with Mars opposite Chiron, watch out for inflamed insecurities and just keep drinking that water.
Friday.
Mercury is square Pluto, another tough hit. It actually wasn't too long ago that we saw Mercury square Pluto. I believe I told you not to fall into a cult. Today, I double down. Just find a nice cult, okay? Whatever you do, find one of the nice cults. I just want you to be happy. Mercury square Pluto can be abusing one's powers of persuasion, so be on the lookout for deceptive information or intimidation efforts. Threats, even. Something we hear or read may not sit right with us on Friday. But with the moon opposite Saturn as well, there may be a point in the day where we have to hold ourselves back or exercise some restraint emotionally. So that's fun, and we love it. Mercury retrograde mischief is also possible on this day.
Saturday.
Venus sextile with Pluto. Get wet. In a horny way.
Sunday.
Mercury is trine Jupiter. Super cute. Last saw this aspect with the Pisces full moon. It's a positive aspect between our messenger Mercury and our steward of good luck, Jupiter. This signals good news may be on the way, or an optimistic outlook lies on the horizon. It may have something to do with the moon. It might be Mercury mischief in a good way. We like the look of Sunday. There is sort of this bizarre T-square going on between White Moon and Chiron and Hades and the sun that is just fully giving me battle of good versus evil.
Capricorn. I am your father.
Okay, Capricorn, that is all for this week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.